everybody. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're about to talk to Dr. Raul Cano of the California Polytechnic State University at San Luis Obispo, California.
Dr. Cano, thanks for joining us.
You bet, thanks.
Is it Dr. Cano or Cano?
It's Cano.
Cano. So I was wrong. It was
C. Close enough.
Now, you discovered a 25-million-year-old bacteria lodged in the stomach of a bumblebee. Is that what happened?
Yeah, pretty close. So we found it in a bee. It's not a bumblebee, but close enough.
And this bee was stuck in some amber?
Yeah, this bee was, it was in amber, and it was there for 25 million years.
So is this the oldest thing ever discovered?
Well, I think probably, yes, as far as we're concerned, this is the closest, the hardest, scientific scrutiny that has been placed on any organism. I think there's been claims of older things, but this is, this was put to the mill.
How did you date it?
Well, we didn't date it. The amber was dated. And we assumed, since the amber, the stuff was, the bug came from inside the amber, so that it was also the same age. They usually date the amber by, the way where in the sediments are the ambers recovered.
Now, this bears an awful close resemblance to that popular blockbuster movie, Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Well,
where does the comparison stop?
Well, the comparison stops in that the dinosaurs were dead, and somebody brought them back to life, and these organisms were alive, just taking a nap.
So you didn't revive it was already in there moving around?
Well, I don't know whether they're moving around or not, but they certainly were in a sort of a slumber, like in suspended animation.
Well, how big are bacteria?
Well, they're pretty small, actually. You cannot see them with the naked eye, and you got to magnify them about 1,000 times with a microscope before you can see them. In fact, some of my students can't see them even at that magnification.
Those are the kids that drink too much on the weekends.
Or refuse to see.
Yeah.
So you got to be young just once,
So you performed CPR on these things and brought them back from the dead?
Yeah, that's about it. You just feed them and keep them nice and warm.
What do bacteria like to eat?
Well, pretty much the same thing that we do, actually.
Burritos and pizza?
Not the pizza, but after what's left over after the pizza, You eat that pizza and you digest it and you get amino acids and vitamins and minerals and fats and lipids and, they just like ABC food, already been chewed food.
Seafood, fresh seafood.
So what are the bacteria doing now?
Right now they're frozen stiff. We kept them.
Hold on a second. These guys had the bad misfortune of being frozen in a bumblebee's gut for 25 million years. You wake them up for like a 2-week vacation, then you put them back in the freezer?
That's right, because we don't want to lose them, They're kind of precious little guys, and they're kind of fun to, we're really trying to figure out, what kind of collaboration we want to do with our colleagues to find out more about them. So before we do, we don't want to lose them.
Have you named them?
Well, actually, they already had a name. I think that they don't seem to be different enough to warrant a different name.
No, I meant Johnny, Ralph.
I don't do that. Sometimes I don't even call my kids by first name, so why should I call the bacteria any name?
How many kids you got?
I got 3.
How old are they?
18. I'd be killed if I... 18 and 7.
Are they into bacteria, too?
No, they are certainly not into bacteria, I'll tell you that.
A lot of people in the listening audience might not really know what bacteria are. To them, it's just more germs. What are bacteria?
Well, bacteria are just single-cell organisms. They're real small. And the claim to fame is that we cannot live without them. They perform so many useful functions for our, for our planet. They get rid of waste and actually make the food available for other plants and animals so that we can have it, and actually keeps our environment safe and clean.
So, well, if they're so small, how do they do all that?
Well, they just do it because they're single cells and they're really easy. They have, they don't have to the food doesn't have to travel very much for them to process it. It's just because the food is all around them. But they reproduce very fast, and they have a very high metabolic rate. And I wish I had that metabolic rate so I wouldn't be so fat. But anyway.
Have you cultured any new batches?
Yeah, we've been growing some, you know, on and off.
You mean from the 25-million-year-old batch?
Yeah, pretty much. We have several different types of ambers, and we've been growing them occasionally. And, you know, it's just a matter of trying to figure out better ways to do it so that we have a better collection and actually a better access to their information, because they will be, you know, they are actually holding some secrets that we would like to find out about evolution on our planet, you know, how life, you know, they're pretty cool little things.
Do bacteria cause diseases in human beings?
Actually, yes, they do, but very, very few of them, you know.
They cause halitosis.
Well, that's not their fault, it's yours. Anyway, those organisms are, you know, they're pretty cool little guys, and they're very, very helpful.
You're pretty attached to them, I take it.
Well, yeah, they pay my bills for 25 years. That's what I've been doing for a living for that many years.
So you're a biology teacher at the California Polytechnic State University?
Yeah, that's where I am.
Is that a pretty cool school?
Actually, pretty cool. I think so. About as good as they make.
What's the nickname of the sports teams?
The Mustangs.
Ooh. Do you get into the games for free?
I hate to tell you this. I've been at the university for 20 years. I haven't seen one game yet.
Wow.
I much rather drive 250 miles to see the Dodgers play, actually.
There you go. Since you're a pretty smart guy, we've got a question that's really not in your field, but it's in everyone who's a smart guy's field. You know, NASA's having a lot of problems keeping the woodpeckers off their space shuttles. And what suggestion would you have for NASA to keep the woodpeckers away? They're like, you know, making little holes in the gas tanks and stuff.
I know. You know, I just heard that the other day, and it really blew me away. You know, you think, you know, high-tech stuff, and I haven't a clue. I guess I have no clue what to say.
They put up a big plastic owl.
Or just put a big scarecrow. I go.
What was that big buzzard's name he used to fight Woody Woodpecker? I don't forget.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. That's, you know, before my time.
So what is the significance of the discovery of these 25-million-year-old bacteria?
Well, really, the discovery is a couple of things. First of all, we have a new way to looking at, you know, how, you know, life changes through time, you know, evolution. And whether you, you know, or anyone believes in evolution or not, it's, you know, at least for those of us who do, we have a new tool to study it. And also, these organisms may have the capacity to produce new products that we might be used to improve the life in this planet, you know, either whether it is just making a better laundry detergent or making a better beer or a worse beer, or making some antibiotics that could cure some diseases. You know, these organisms have a lot of potential. It's kind of what I'm looking for, to see what we can do with them.
What's the chances we could find something that old that's a little bit bigger than a bacteria? Like a bug or something?
Not very good chances. You know, those guys, you know, the bacteria, the reason we have been able to cultivate them is because they produce spores, and the spores are, you know, they have a capacity to withstand extended periods of dormancy, you know, just resting in suspended animation. You know, big bug, you know, like insects or anything like that, they just don't. And when they die, they're dead.
Well, Doctor, we sure appreciate your time. We know that the word on the scientific grapevine is that you're one doctor who likes to go to bed early. So even though you're out there in California where everybody stays up all night and parties, we'll let you hit the sack, and we'll thank you for talking to us.
Okay.
Hey, have any other talk shows called you because of this?
Not really. Not this early in your morning. I've talked to a couple of them.
Have you been on the Today Show yet?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
What's Jane Pauley like?
No, it wasn't Jane Pauley. It was the Sunday Weekend Edition. So it's, I guess, Giselle Fernandez, I think it was.
How was that?
She was pretty cool. But you know that.
Okay. Thank you very much, Doc.
Yeah, you bet. Bye.
Thank you very much.
Mm.
Bye.
The phone number is 749-1444. If you want to get in on this, or
the
any
Chris
other
and Rob
topic,
Late Night Talk Show.
That's us. Don't talk when I talk, Rob.
What?
I said don't talk when I talk.
I thought you paused there for a breath, and I thought I was.
Hey, I got to breathe, buddy.
Can I speak now?
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Let's talk to Steve. What's going on, Steve?
Not much. How's it going down there?
It's going pretty good. We're happy to be here and happy to be talking to you.
Yeah, I'm happy to be talking to you guys, too.
Hey, Steve, you got any bacteria that's 25 million years old in your house?
I hope not.
You might. Where do you live, Steve?
Huh?
What part of town do you live in?
Anderson Township.
How are things in Anderson Township tonight?
Well, you know what? I was looking out my window, and there's this, like, big gray van that's been driving past you like 5 times already. It's pretty freaky. I don't know what's going on with that.
Who do you think is inside that gray van?
I have no idea. The thing's going like 3 miles an hour, too.
What kind of antennae does it have?
What kind of what?
Does it have a bunch of antennas, like, you know, surveillance devices?
Oh, no.
Just a regular old van.
There's like a... I mean, I looked out of it, and there's like...
Does it have shag carpeting all over the inside?
I don't know. I was looking out my window. I looked on the outside. It had like a bunch of paint on it, paintings and drawings on it and stuff like that. It was pretty weird.
Is there any music coming out of it, and are any kids walking up to it trying to buy ice cream?
No.
Okay.
I thought I saw some guy like get out of the van when it, because it stopped, and I thought I saw someone get out, so I was getting pretty freaked out. But it's nothing really to worry about.
Well, is it still up there in your neighborhood at 2:15 in the morning?
No, I don't see it anymore.
Okay, I think you can rest easy tonight.
Yeah.
If you see it again tomorrow, give us a call.
What?
I've been hearing about this show for so long, but every time I want to stay up, this is a true story. Every time I want to stay up, I can't because I always end up falling asleep.
You know, that happens to me and Rob all the time. We almost didn't make it tonight.
So, today, I took a nap because I knew that if I take a nap, I can stay up as late as I want. And so I just took a nap and I got up and now I'm finally talking to you guys because
cool.
I've been hearing about you. You guys remember a caller a long time ago? His name was Stoner Rich.
Oh yeah. What's old SR up to?
Not much. He's my best friend.
Oh, he's nuts, man. He is out there.
What are you doing hanging out with a bunch of stoners, dude?
Well...
What do you do for a living, Steve?
Huh?
What do you do for a living?
I'm a musician and a basketball player.
You're like Shaq Attack then, aren't you?
Yeah.
You in a band?
Huh? Yeah, it's kind of like a group.
Does either of those vocations actually pay?
Not yet. Me and Stoner Rich, we're like in a group with some other guys. And
what's the name of it?
We haven't thought of one yet.
Maybe we can help you pick a name for your band tonight.
Okay.
About 25 million year old bacteria. That's too wordy.
That's too long. You can't call your band 25 million year old bacteria.
How about just old bacteria?
I can have a song called 25 million years old bacteria.
Yeah, that could be the name of your first album too.
No, the name of my first album is going to be Chris and Rob.
That'll rule. That'll probably move a lot of units.
Maybe someone will call later tonight with an idea for a name for your band. What kind of music do you play?
Well, I don't know. It's rap music, so I don't know if a lot of people can think of some good stuff like that.
All right, Steve. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
Good night. That guy took a nap today just so he could stay up and listen to Chris.
And Rob.
That's pretty nice.
He's reached the summit.
Hadn't he?
He sure has. He's finally... That's the thing. If you're going to have a goal, Chris... If you're going to have something that you strive for in your life, whatever it possibly is, whether it's to be a musician, to be a basketball player, or to listen to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, you have to take certain steps to achieve that goal. If you want to be a musician, you have to, I don't know, take lessons or talk to somebody else who's a musician and see what they do. If you want to play basketball, you have to practice.
Or if you want to be a world-famous biology professor and exhume dead bumblebees that are... 25 million years old.
You got to go learn from the best, Dr. Raul Cano. And if you want to listen to Chris and Rob, you usually have to take a nap in the afternoon.
Yeah.
We've got Paul. What's going on, Paul?
Excuse me.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good.
You guys remember me, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
How could we forget Paul? What do you want tonight, Paul?
Well, I'm in kind of a rush. I'm over at this chick's house, and she just ran up to the store, so...
What'd she go to get, or should we guess?
Take a wild guess. This
Does it start with R and end with S?
Excuse me?
Does it start with R and end with S?
No, we've got them. She's getting ice cream.
She's going to get ice cream.
Yes. But I'm in kind of a rush, so this chick is a freak. I just thought I'd call and tell you guys about it. You know, you told me
she's
to call.
She's a freak? Well, how is she a freak?
Well, earlier tonight, she was holding a mirror behind my ass to watch my balls shake, if that tells you anything.
Hold on. Was she a freak or a stone freak?
I'm just a freak.
She's not a stone freak. She's just a freak. No, what? What were you doing?
We was fucking. What else were we doing?
I don't know, Paul. She often gets cravings for ice cream after you make love.
You're in a rush. We're going to let you get back to what you were doing and pick up where you left off. 749-1444 is the phone number. This is the Chris and Rob late night talk show. 18 minutes after 2 in the morning. It's muggy tonight.
I'm trying to picture the mirror thing.
Nah, don't worry about it. I'm not even trying to picture it.
You don't need to, huh? Yeah, it's just Chris and Rob. We've got so many things to talk about. We got to get a name for Steve's band. We got to find some heroes for youngsters. You know, kids today have no heroes. It's a crying shame. When there are fine Americans doing great work like Dr. Raul Cano out there at the California Polytechnic State University at San Luis Obispo, that's got to be the longest school name in the world. Somebody count the syllables. California, how many is that? California, 4. Polytechnic, 8. State, 9. University, 14. At, 15. San, 16. Luis, 17, 18. Obispo, 21. 21 syllables in this school's name. Well, I like schools like Drake, Yale, BG, you know, real short and quick. So we've got great guys like Raul Cano who could be heroes, but kids have no heroes. They just did a study, you know. Yes, they sure did. And they found, they're called Kids Peace, a nonprofit youth crisis prevention center in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, according to this article, out of the post that they picked up from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. They surveyed 1,023 children ages 10 to 13, and 43% of them had said they had no role model. And it was, as the kids got older, the percentage went down. 12 and 13-year-olds, 49% of them said they had no role models. But 37% of 10 and 11-year-olds said they had role models. So if you're 13, it's a 50-50 chance that you have no role model. And there's a lot of wonderful people in the country who could be a role model. So if you got somebody you think you'd like to nominate for a role model besides Dr. Raul Cano, who works at the university with the most syllables.
Chris and Rob.
I think that speaks for itself. We don't even need to mention that. We are role models, and that's why, you know, we still party with the best of them, but we do it without drugs and alcohol.
Do we have a phone number?
749-1444. It's Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show, WAIF, Cincinnati.
Old records are so cool. I love old records.
That was old Abigail Pete.
That was by Freddie Cannon on the Warner Brothers record label from, I don't know, a long, long time ago. It's an old record. It's got a lot of scratches in it. That's by Freddie Cannon. You know what we need, Rob?
We need a shot of love, dude.
We need a little breakdown. Hello, Cincinnati. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
The phone number here is 749-1444.
What a dramatic pause that was, eh?
Yeah, so give a call. This is a talk show. We love to talk, and we'd love to talk to you.
So, that's Chris, right. Who's your hero when you're like 10, 11, 12, or 13?
The Big Red Machine, any of them. Joe Nolan, Pete Rose.
Who the heck is Joe Nolan?
Jim Nolan. What was that guy's
Gary
name?
Gary Nolan, the guy who's now dealing cards in Vegas.
Yeah, Gary Nolan.
Who's your hero of all the guys on the Reds?
I like Gary Nolan. I like, of course, Johnny Bench and Pete Rose. And
Joe Morgan, I think, is who you're trying to say.
Right. And then there was that guy that hit all the home runs, George Foster.
George Big Black Bat Foster.
That's right.
The guy could crush him. And you're forgetting one very important cog of the Big Red Machine.
The Spark.
And who was perhaps the most courageous, the most fearless in his personal life? The one that left his homeland, the one that never saw his homeland for 40-some years. The one that left and never saw his family to escape the brutal repression of Castro.
That would have to be,
El Perro Grande, the big dog Tony Perez.
Don't forget about Pedro Bourbon either.
Yeah, Pedro, the vampire.
Hello, Greg, you're on the air.
Mike Lum, the Hawaiian, the only Hawaiian
Hello?
Player in the major leagues for a while.
Hi.
Go ahead, Greg.
Hello?
Hi, Greg.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Where are you calling from, Greg?
I'm calling from Anderson Township, too.
Cool. What's on your mind tonight, Greg?
I don't know. It seems like you guys needed,
What the hell are you talking about? Seems like we needed something. We have like 18 topics going. We need to name... We need to name Steve's band. We need to know who your heroes are. Who should heroes be for kids? We need to know who really killed RFK Jr. and all that stuff. What do you mean we need something?
Rob, who was your hero?
When I was a child?
When you were a youngster, who was your hero?
When I was that age?
Yeah.
Probably the Big Red Machine and Walter Cronkite. Not Walter Cronkite. Al Schottelkotty.
Well, which? Make up your mind.
It was Al Schottelkotty. That's who my hero was. Go ahead, Greg. What do you mean we need something? What do we need?
Let me rephrase that. It seems like you needed someone to talk to.
We all need someone to talk to, Greg. No man is an island.
But you guys are talking about Steve's group, and Steve actually called me up. He's like, yeah.
Hold on. Steve knows you?
Yeah, I'm the other person.
You're Stony Ridge?
Huh?
You're Stony Ridge?
No, see, there's four of us in the group.
There's Steve, Greg. Hold on, you guys got to do it like, you know, hi, I'm Steve, and I'm Greg. I'm Stony Ridge, and I'm whoever. And we got a brand new kick-ass rock and roll band called...
We don't got a name yet.
You don't have a name yet. Well, what name are you leaning toward?
Oh, well, it's not a rock and roll band. It's like a rap group.
All right, you've been thinking about names, so what name are you thinking of?
God. I have no idea. I've been so caught up in the writing.
You know, there was a heavy metal band that never got off the ground, and they had a great name, and I'll lay it on you. Maybe you can use it.
What is it?
Monk Hunter.
Monk Hunter?
Monk Hunter. Like, you have, like, pictures of people hunting monks with bows and arrows and stuff.
Monk Hunter?
You're sure to get mentioned by Bob Dole. And Time Warner just signed a band out of Cincinnati called Monk Hunter.
I hate Bob Dole.
There you go!
I hate him.
Do it, Greg.
Bob Dole is a jerk, isn't he?
He's a jerk. God. But I don't want Clinton for president either.
So you're basically, you are barking for Harkin. You want to draft Tom Harkin.
Yeah.
Why do you like Tom Harkin so much, Greg?
I don't even know, but that's who my dad's voting for, so.
Really? He's a senator from Iowa, or a representative from
Iowa. What's your dad do for a living, Greg?
Huh?
What's your dad do for a living?
He's a record producer.
For who?
Huh?
Who's he produce records for?
Have you ever heard of, Priority Records?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, he's not like the main guy. He just works with him.
Basically, you guys are guaranteed a record deal then.
Yeah, pretty much so.
So do all your friends who are in bands flood you with tapes? Hey, Greg, why don't you give this to your dad over there at Priority?
Well, yeah, that's happened before, but, I mean, I didn't want to hurt their feelings, but most of it, like, sucked. It wasn't any good at all, so I was just like, no, my dad doesn't need anything right now.
Does your dad need anything right now?
Well, he needs to get some rest, because he just got in, like, 2 hours ago from work.
Who is he producing?
Hmm?
Who is he producing?
He's not a... He's kind of like...
The engineer?
No, like the secretary, like kind of like a...
The janitor? What the hell does your dad do, Greg? You went from producer to kind of producer to secretary. Next thing you know, he'll be the guy who empties the dumpster. What's your dad do, Greg?
All right. He gets the guy's names. Like, he takes the names of the people, and then he kind of like just shows them into the boss, or I don't even know the boss's name, but he like turns them into the boss and tells them... He, like, makes him fill out forms, and then he gives it to his boss, and his boss gives it to his boss, and...
So he's a receptionist.
It's a pretty big process.
Does, like, the boss ever say, hey, Greg's dad, come on in here and bring your notepad?
What?
Nothing.
Does your dad have to sharpen a lot of pencils?
No.
We're not making fun of your dad.
Okay.
No, he's not like that.
Thanks for calling, Greg. Good luck with your band.
Wait. Before
what?
I go, I have a... I don't know if you guys really care to know this, but there's a little story that happened to me last night. It was pretty freaky.
Let's hear it.
All right.
It doesn't involve a big gray van, does it?
No. But it was pretty weird because my dad, like, gets home late all the time. And last night, when I went to bed, I accidentally locked him out of the house.
Yeah.
And so when he came up, and he found out that the door was locked, so he comes over to my window, and he started, like, banging on my window and ringing the doorbell,
uh-huh.
And I didn't know what was going on. because I thought he was in, because I thought I left it unlocked. So I wake up and there's like someone out there banging on my window, like saying my name. And I like reached down and I dialed 911 and I'm like, I was just sitting there like, you gotta come up to my house, someone's trying to break in my house. And I was getting so freaked. The cops finally showed up, I walked out, and there's my dad like standing outside there. And my dad's like, why'd you lock me out? And I was sitting there like, oh my God, I'm never gonna lock him out.
Greg. I just got a couple comments to make.
What?
Your dad is probably about 40.
Mm-hmm.
He's a receptionist, and he doesn't get trusted with a house key. What is going on there at your house?
Well, you want to know the truth?
I want to know why your father does not have a house key.
Here's the truth.
They gave me one when I was 8.
No, listen.
Don't you even have one of those fake rocks? And the fake rock has an extra key in it. Like even my grandma's got one of those, man. Hope nobody out there knows where my grandma lives. But there's the fake rock, and you strategically can place it out in the yard somewhere, and you can plug it up and put a key on the inside.
Or what another good one is, there are these little magnetic devices that you can attach to your car in a strategic place, and you can put keys in that.
But Here's the reason it was pretty hard for him to do that is because, let's just say...
My dad wears biker pants wherever he goes.
No. Oh. Let's just say that my dad is a little too much to drink, and...
Your dad's just the kind of guy I want in the studio with me.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I mean, he's...
I want
like
a drunken guy spilling beer all over the equipment.
No, it's not beer. It was like a party thing that he went to.
Also, he wasn't in the studio.
No.
Oh, okay. That's better.
No,
hey, Greg, you know what my mom used to say to me?
What?
She used to say, Chris, youngin', eat a lot, sleep a lot, brush them like crazy, run a lot, do a lot, never be lazy.
Really?
Yeah, you think we can make a song for your band out of that?
We might, if you guys can,
You could rap it a little, maybe?
Yeah.
Try to rap it. Eat a lot, sleep a lot, brush them like crazy. Rap that.
You want me to rap that?
Yeah, if you can.
All right, well, hold on. He might not be the vocalist. Well, what instrument do you play in Monk Hunter?
It's not like instrument. We're just like, kind of like,
The Beastie Boys.
Well, no, we're better than them. They're nothing compared to us.
Rob, should you and I try to sing it?
Yeah, sure.
Are you ready?
Jim, give us a beat.
Eat a lot, sleep a lot, brush them like crazy, run a lot, do a lot, never be lazy. Eat a lot, sleep a lot, brush 'em like crazy. Run a lot, do a lot, never be lazy. Eat a lot, sleep a lot, brush 'em like crazy. Run a lot, do a lot, never be lazy. Eat a lot, sleep a lot, brush 'em like crazy. Run a lot, do a lot, never be lazy. Never be lazy, be lazy. Eat a lot, sleep a lot, brush 'em like crazy. Run a lot, do a lot, never be lazy.
You're a pretty good singer, Rob.
Thanks, Chris.
You and I make a pretty good harmony.
Yeah, that was really, really good. I think I was a little bit flat there in the third verse, but we brought it around okay. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF Cincinnati, what radio was meant to be. And the summer programming will begin today, Wednesday, June 7th. Some great shows on today. At 8 o'clock, you got the B-Boys Underground, followed by High Bias, a talk show. At 11 o'clock, you can hear storytelling by Vanessa. At 1 o'clock, a name I won't even pronounce, but they do Indian classical. And at 2 p.m., the world-famous Angie Davis Show. A little grown-up sophistication with a little childish humor thrown in, or something equally cool like that. But right now, on WIF, you got the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and we're trying to figure out who a good hero is for youngsters. Kids 10 to 13, who should they talk to? Who should they want to be like? Who should they emulate? Now, we had one guy who emulates Shaq Attack. He plays basketball, and he does music. The only problem is the Shack Attack guy makes like $19 million a year. This guy makes zilch, both in his band and in his basketball playing career. But who knows? Maybe that'll all change around, and he'll get drafted the next NBA draft, and he'll put out a video and a CD, and everybody will be real happy. Who knows? You just got to keep on trying. Like, if you want to listen to Chris and Rob, you might have to take a nap, but you got to do what you got to do. Just win, baby. Get the job done. That's the way things got to go. Now, one guy a lot of people look up to or look down upon when they meet him face-to-face is our buddy H. Ross Perot. You know, he was just Ross Perot for a real long time. Then he became H. Ross Perot. Now he's back to being just Ross Perot, Texas billionaire. And, you know, he has a talk show. You can hear it. I heard it in Cincinnati a while ago. I don't know if he still can or not. But he's coughing it up. He's giving it up, which I say, hurrah. Hurrah. We do not need this many talk shows. It is estimated. It is estimated. Are you with me on this, Jim? 5,000 talk shows in America. 5,000 local and national talk shows pollute and congest the airwaves of this great country. We are just one of 5,000.
I was going to say. 4,999 of them pollute, but one of them doesn't.
That's right. That's right. Well, now that 5,000 has dropped to 4,999 because old Ross has ended his national call-in radio show. His last show was Sunday night, and the thing is, he wants to spend more time with UWSA, United We Stand America. That is his national political organization, and even though he lost the race for president, he said the organization would continue. And with his coin behind it, it can continue, it can do anything it wants. And Perot's going to be back. I don't know if he's going to run for president again. Although, I mean,
I hope he does.
The field looks really weak.
Whenever he runs for president, it's always a very colorful election campaign.
Clinton doesn't look too popular right now. Nobody likes any of the Republicans.
Why Harkin's going to make that big comeback.
Well, who knows? This could be the year. This could be the year for a third-party candidate. I think that there are fewer and fewer people all the time who vote by party line, who vote for a ticket. I don't think there are too many people now who say, I'm a Republican, I'm going to go in here and punch out my ballot for anybody that has an R by the name. I don't think there are too many people who do that for Democrats. I don't think there are too many people who just, oh, it's a Democrat, I'll vote for him, it's a Democrat. And especially in the national races. Maybe if it's a small local race and you haven't heard of anybody, then you'll vote party line. But nationally, good gosh almighty, it doesn't mean anything.
Hey, Rob, we're calling Chicago now.
Are we calling the Windy City?
Shutter Broadcast Services.
Hi, is this Chicago?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
What's up, gentlemen?
How are things going in the Windy City tonight?
Oh, they're lovely here.
Now, my co-host Chris met you face-to-face.
That is true.
He said you look like a big rock star.
I don't know about that.
Yes, he did. He said you look like one of the ass ponies.
Is that a compliment?
Have you ever heard of Cincinnati's second finest rock and roll band, the Ass Ponies?
I've heard of it, yeah. I've heard of them. I do not know what they look like.
Go check them out if they're ever playing in the Windy City there.
Friday?
So, we're talking to you. You're at the very top of what, the John Hancock Building?
That's true, sir.
Is that the tallest building in America?
No, it's like number five, I think.
Is it the tallest building in Chicago?
No, number two there.
Number
the
two.
Sears Tower is the
but
tallest building.
You can see pretty far around the Chicago metropolitan area from the top of the John Hancock Building, and that's why you do traffic and weather.
Indeed.
From up there.
Yes.
Well, in Chicago, what is tonight's traffic and weather situation?
Well, let's go to the traffic first. We just got an accident in North Suburban Round Lake Park. It's on Route 83, about half mile north of Route 176. They're sending equipment up there now. On the west side of the city, a crash on northwest of Laramie, an EMS box there, about five ambulances headed that direction. Otherwise, just doing the roadwork thing, outbound side of the Kennedy Addison, two left lane shutdown. Right now, downtown to Montrose at 10 minutes. 20 minutes on the way out to O'Hare.
Hey, I like the way you say doing that road work thing.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you why you're better than the main traffic guy here in Cincinnati. He speculates on the injuries. He sees a wreck. He's in the helicopter. He's not in the building like you.
So he, you know, he's pretty mobile. He goes all over the city, which is great.
Right.
And the guy flies his own chopper, so he's like, you know, he's a really
and he's
great
got the call letters of the radio station on the side of the chopper too.
So I mean, that's all fine and dandy. But he'll say, "Ooh, big nasty pileup on 275. I bet that guy's got broken legs." He'll say stuff like that, and I appreciate your professionalism and not speculating about injuries.
Wow, I might try that though.
I bet that guy's got a broken clavicle. Ooh, I bet his femur is snapped right in two.
Wow, that is an eye on the windshield. Look at that.
How's the weather in Chicago? Because everybody knows as soon as you get the weather, we get it about a half a day later.
Well, it's not bad here. We're some partly cloudy skies here for the overnight. Right now we're looking at about a 30% chance of thunderstorms. Overnight lows only about 66 degrees for tomorrow. Fantastic. Mostly sunny skies and warmer. Could hit a high of 95 in the outlying area.
What? 95?
Yes.
You better, I think it's 85.
No, sir. 95 in the outlying burbs, yes. Closer to 90 downtown.
That means it'll be 95 here later tomorrow.
Excellent, huh?
Man.
So that explains the Cubs. It started getting a little warm, and they go into their mid-June swoon the last weekend of May.
They got smoked a little today, but they're still up there.
The Reds were way behind, but now the Reds, who are from Cincinnati, where Chris and Rob are from.
I hear they are, yes.
They have won 23 of 28, and they are currently ensconced at the top of the NL Central.
Well, it's only time, and the Cubs...
The Cubs will finish below 500,
begin
right.
to lose after All-Star break.
So, Joe, how has attendance been out at Wrigley Field and out at... What's the place White Sox play? Out of Comiskey been since the end of the strike. Have people been going to the games in Chicago?
Well, it doesn't necessarily affect the Cubs. I mean, people don't go because they're good or bad or because they like baseball. It's
it's all the yuppies really go hang out there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. You know, you sit out the ivy, have an old style, and you enjoy the sunshine. I think it's been down overall, Comiskey especially. Nobody wants to venture onto the city's dangerous south side to watch a baseball game they don't care about.
Now, do you say things like the city's dangerous south side while you're doing traffic?
No, I wouldn't say that here in Chicago.
How many stations pick up your traffic reports in the middle of the night?
In the middle of the night, we do limited. We're probably doing 5 different affiliates right now.
Wow, that's a lot of radio stations in Chicago.
Yeah.
Do you think Chicago has a radio station that would like to carry Chris and Rob and maybe put us up on the satellite and go network with it?
Well, I certainly couldn't guarantee anything.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
You do 5 different affiliates, and are you Joe for like the rock station? Then are you Country Joe for the young hit kicker station? And then are you Heavy J for the rap station? Do you have a different persona?
I do have different names for different stations.
And are you
Country Joe
for the new age station?
One of the stations has all street names. Like there's a Dan Ryan Expressway, so they have a reporter named Dan Ryan. I'm named after Lakeshore Drive. My name's LSD.
What kind of station is that?
Tune in, turn on, and drop out with LSD tonight.
That's
traffic
right.
On the, okay.
Is that a rock station?
No, that's a talk station.
That's a pretty original station.
Yeah.
How are you supposed to take a guy's opinion seriously when you know it's not his real name that he named himself after his street?
They don't know that, though. They don't know that here in Chicago. See, you know the secret there.
But is there a guy, like, named North Shore Drive or something?
There's a, Ike Stevenson. I can't think of either. There's some of the women's ones. There's, like, Carroll Stream, which is a suburban town here. What else are the other ones? Dan Ryan, I said that. Grant Park.
Yeah. Somebody's named Grant Park and no one's caught on.
Come on. You know, could be his name.
Yeah, I guess it could be. I guess those people on the dangerous south side of the city don't catch on too quick, huh? Well, thanks a lot, Joe. Get back. I know you probably got another real traffic and weather report to do, so we'll
Indeed.
Let you get cracking.
Okay, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic morning.
Later.
Bye-bye.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Traffic and weather from Chicago.
95. Did he say 90? He said 95, didn't he?
That means it'll be 95 here tomorrow afternoon.
He did say 95. I'm wearing shorts into the office.
749-1444 is the phone number. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. What are you going to do to keep
cool
tomorrow?
I'm going to wear shorts and a tie. I'm going to make the Angus look appropriate for business offices. I mean, if Angus...
If talking about Angus Young from AC/DC.
Yes, if Angus Young can go perform in front of 30,000 screaming metalheads wearing shorts and a tie, I can certainly go into the office wearing a short and, you know, short pants and a tie.
Hello, Greg, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just called up earlier, but we need some callers to call up to get a name for our group.
Hey, Greg, are you...
Who cares about your group?
Greg, are you familiar with rock and roll legend Ted Nugent?
No.
Well, you know he's an avid hunter, don't you?
No.
Well, he prints out a bow hunters magazine and everything. They call him the Motor City Madman.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of Scream Dream?
No.
Wango Tango? My love is like a tire iron?
Your face is a Maserati.
Jailbait? Cat Scratch Fever? Free for all, wang dang,
hang
sweet
up on
poutine.
This guy, Rob. Hey, hang up on this guy.
What?
I got a quick comment real fast. If you guys really want to talk to someone real bad, call.
Hold on. What do you mean? Do we want you real bad, or is this guy real bad?
No, he's not real bad. Like if you like want to get a good laugh, you call 1-800-244-8487.
1-800-244-8487. And what? This isn't like the 1-800 go Navy thing, is it?
No.
Who are we gonna get?
Huh?
Who are we gonna talk to?
Some woman. When I called up, there was some woman.
What's it all about? All right, we'll give it a shot.
It isn't like phone sex, is it?
Nah.
Right. Okay, hang up on
him. All right, I'll talk about Ted Nugent while you die. Is that okay? While you dial. Okay, so Terrible Ted, the Motor City Madman, the damn Yankee. He was supposed to get his hands in cement out there in Hollywood. The Hollywood Rock Walk of Fame in Los Angeles. So all these people started showing up. Two women ran past the crowd carrying a banner that read, quote, Ted Nugent equals violence on the Walk of Fame, unquote. Then another dude started yelling, killer, killer. And then another man in camouflage gear, much like Ted wears, burst into the middle of the presentation. The security escorted both of them away, and the ceremony continued. You know what Terrible Ted said,
Chris? Okay, I just dialed 1-800-244-8487.
You know what Ted said?
What?
Hey, baby, we know what you want, but you must call our secret new phone number to get it, and you must be over 18.
He
so
said this wasn't
now.
One of those things. There was two of them, though. That was cool. So anyway, these guys go crazy on Ted, and Ted says, it's important that the weenies object. That proves I'm not one.
Whatever, Ted.
He's got the same thing in his liner notes. He says the exact same thing in the liner notes to the new CD. We've got Jenny. How you doing, Jenny? Long time no hear.
I talked to you guys last week.
That's what I mean. You know, a week without Jenny is a long time.
It's like a week without sunshine.
Aw, that's sweet.
So how are you?
All right. Bored.
Why are you bored when you're listening to the Chris and Rob? You're at the summit. This one guy even took a nap just so he could stay up and listen to us.
Because everybody around me is asleep.
How old are you, Jenny?
18.
Were you old enough to remember Uncle Al?
Yes.
Did you go on the Uncle Al show?
No.
Did he make any dirty comments at you while you were there?
I didn't go.
Why didn't you go? Did your parents not like you enough to take you?
I don't know.
You had no ambition to go to Uncle Al?
No.
Did you watch him?
Not really.
Did you know that Captain Wendy was his wife?
No.
Were you jealous when you found out?
No.
How was your date with that creepo guy that you went out with? Didn't we set you up last week?
Yeah. He's cool.
What was his name?
Mike.
And what'd you guys do?
Nothing, really. They just came and picked me up.
Well, hold on, time out, rewind. This guy's not a creep, but he brings along a pal or a chaperone?
Actually, he was asleep, so two of his friends came and picked me up and took me back.
What? Hold on, what? What?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I got a big date with Jim. What's going on here?
He didn't know I was coming out there.
I mean, you know. Oh, so you made it. You didn't even make a date. You just went out there?
Yeah.
You got his address and just popped up one day.
Well, his friends came and picked me up.
What? I'm confused.
Well, they called me.
They called you. He fell asleep, so they said, hey, let's go get that Jenny chick.
Well, I called out there, and they called me back. When they called me back, I was on the phone with my ex-boyfriend arguing, and I wanted to get out of the house, so they came and got me.
And took you back, and you went and watched him sleep.
Well, I woke him up when I got there.
All right, how'd you wake him up?
Started aggravating him.
Did you recognize him?
No.
Did he have his hand on his crank? You know, some guys sleep with their hand on their crank.
No, he didn't.
Did he fart when he was asleep? Some guys fart when they're asleep.
No, he didn't.
Sometimes watching a person sleep can be a very disturbing experience with their hand on the crank and her farting all the time. I don't think this is going to make a demo tape, Chris.
No, me neither.
Man, they said they were going to call tonight. I don't...
Okay, so these two guys come and pick you up.
Yeah.
They take you to Anderson Township.
No.
Where?
I forget where it was.
So you thought you'd curse on the radio instead.
I'm sorry.
So they take you to, what's his name?
Mike.
Mike's house. And you woke him up, and then you watched MTV for an hour, then they took you home.
No, I actually, we talked for a while, and I fell asleep.
You know, kids aren't as excitable as they were in my day, Chris. In my day, we were bouncing off the walls.
What do you mean excitable? I didn't know these guys. I was a kid, I don't know, I was kind of shy.
Well, I mean, shy is one thing, unconscious is another.
Well, it was like, they picked me up at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's a late date.
It is a late date. So, you guys just sat there and talked for a while, then you fell asleep.
Yeah.
Then he watched you sleep.
No, he fell asleep. Wait, no. I fell asleep before him.
And what did his two friends do while both of you were asleep, or did they leave after they picked you up?
Well, actually, one of them fell asleep, and Mike and his other friend played.
Wow. So, are you going to see him again?
Hopefully. Supposed to go out there tonight, but my car is kind of...
Yeah. Do you live real far away?
Pretty good way.
Half hour?
About 20 minutes away.
Oh, 20 minutes? That's nothing. That's next door.
It usually takes like a half hour or 45 minutes to get out there, but...
But in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, you can make it in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Well, I hope he makes you happy, Jenny. Or something like that.
Or something like that.
Anything else?
Nah.
Well, thanks for checking in and keep updating us on, because if you guys get married, we want to get invited.
Oh, God.
You know, no pressure, though.
I'm not getting
But we're looking for a free meal, if you know what I'm saying.
All right.
Well, even if you decide to shack up, you should have a party and invite us.
If I have a party, I'll invite you guys anyway.
Sounds groovy.
Okay.
Lighter.
Bye.
Say the phone number, Rob.
749-1444. It's the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. You don't sing enough on the air.
Well, so low you.
Now, there have been certain factions of our audience that have told me.
Oh, solo mio.
They said, Rob, if you could only get Chris to sing more, your Arbitrons would go through the roof. I've said, I agree with you 100%. I just can't get Chris to sing more on the air, but I'm glad to see he's doing
this
it.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, where the phone number is 749-1444. We're talking to Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
Why'd you call tonight, Teresa?
Well, I'm just laying here listening to you guys talk.
Yeah, what did you hear that we said that sparked your interest?
Huh?
What did we say that got you off?
I don't know.
Why'd you call?
I don't know. It just felt like it.
Yeah?
Well, we're glad you did.
Is there anything on your mind?
I can't sleep tonight.
Why Have not? You ever listened to a rap song and went and shot somebody?
What?
Have you ever went and listened to a song by that rap group Nine Inch Nails and went and shot somebody?
Yeah, I got that CD, tape, whatever.
Which Nine Inch Nails one do you have?
I'm not sure.
Have you ever listened to it then went out and shot somebody or acted with violence toward women?
No.
That's interesting.
Bob Dole's an idiot.
That's very interesting. You say you've listened to that rap group Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
But yet you say you've never shot anyone or acted with misogynistic intentions.
No.
That is very interesting. That is almost newsworthy.
Teresa, have you ever shot a man?
No.
Or a woman?
Yeah.
Once when I was in Reno, I shot a man just to watch him die.
Rob did that too. I'll attest to it.
I accidentally shot a girl on the foot.
How'd you do that, Teresa?
Well, they jumped us, and we were getting back at them. And they handed me the gun, and I didn't mean to pull the trigger, but I did. And
you shot a guy with a what?
I shot her in the foot with a gun.
A real one?
She shot a girl in the foot with a... What were you doing with a real gun?
They handed it to me. My friends had it. I was like, I don't want it.
Where'd they get it from?
One of them had it.
What are you doing with guns?
I didn't have it.
Did you shoot somebody because you listened to that rap group, Nine Inch Nails, and decided to shoot somebody?
No, I don't really listen to it all that much.
Are you still in school, Teresa?
Yeah.
What grade you in?
I'll be a freshman again.
Again?
Yeah.
You flunked ninth grade?
Yeah.
That's the easiest grade of them all.
Well, I've been suspended 6 times.
What, for bringing guns to school?
No.
LSD?
No way.
What for?
Just fighting a lot, talking back, telling the teachers to go suck up.
Why? Why did teachers say, Teresa, please, there are others in the class who want to be here, who want to learn, and you are making it difficult for them to learn. And what would you say?
Swing of my left boob. Make my right one jealous.
No. I don't know.
What would you say?
Move them to the front of the class so they can hear.
You do what?
Tell them to move them to the front of the class so they can hear.
Oh, so you'd get all smart alecky and sarcastic.
Yeah, where I go to school, we have to wear, like, uniforms.
Yeah, where's that?
Newport Central Catholic.
Ooh, that's a tough school. That's a very prestigious school.
And I had a skirt on, and I was sitting with my legs spread open.
Uh-oh.
And one of my teachers was like, Teresa, shut your legs. I was like, fuck you. Sorry.
Wait a minute.
You can't say that to your teacher.
Was that a male or female teacher?
It was a male.
A male teacher said, Teresa, close your legs?
Yeah.
He didn't, I mean, did he say it real loud so I heard it, or did he, like, walk over to you and say it real subtly and you know, in confidence?
He said it real loud, because I always spread my legs. I always wear shorts underneath, but I'm still.
So, what, you're free shot in the whole class, or
well,
what?
I wear shorts.
What kind of shorts?
Like, just regular shorts. Like.
Still, but, you know, just the free shot there, whether you see anything or not, is going to get attention, you know?
Well, nobody pays attention except for the teacher.
Why do you sit with your legs spread anyway?
Because it's a habit.
It's probably one you should get out of if you're going to wear skirts. Because one day you're going to forget your shorts.
Now, not the perverts up there, no way. It's a bunch of perverts.
So, Teresa, besides Nine Inch Nails, what kind of music do you listen to?
All kinds. I like Metallica. I like country. I don't really like rap that much.
After what you told us about your academic career, Rob and I think you need to listen to more wholesome kind of music. Like polkas.
No way.
Yeah, we think you should start listening to more polkas, Teresa.
Now, they did a study up in the Middletown School District. They suspended 300 kids last year.
And they made half of them, about 150 of them, listen to nothing but polka music, and the other half listened to rap and heavy metal.
The 150 kids who listened to polka all were reinstated into school within a few months because they changed their lives.
And they started
around.
Getting better grades too.
They started getting great grades. Before they listened to polka, they averaged like a 0.7. After the polka, 2.86.
Now the other half of the class, the other 150 that were listening to rap and heavy metal, most of them turned to a life of crime. I think about 70% of them are in jail now, and the other 30% are on the loose, on the run, fugitives from justice.
And the polka fans started dressing sharper, started having cleaner, fresher breath, and got more dates.
I don't dress funny, I just dress normal.
Oh, sure you do. The other half became vagabonds, the ones that didn't become prisoners, that is.
So next time, make yours a polka.
I'm going to try to do better in school and stuff next year and all the rest of the year because I want to get it. Like,
yeah, you don't want to spend your whole life in ninth grade.
Because I'm like...
Especially if there are no boys in class.
I'm real good at basketball.
Are you?
Yeah, and I play for Newport Catholic and I have colleges looking at me.
Well, they're looking at you with
your legs spread.
I know, that's why.
No.
They're looking at you with disdain if you are not going to be able to carry the grades.
I mean,
did you hear about Tonya Harding?
Yeah.
Not the Tonya Harding leg smacker.
Ow, no.
But Tonya Harding, the softball player from Australia.
No.
This is the biggest case of flagrant rules flaunting ever in female college athletics. Tonya Harding is an outstanding pitcher from Australia. UCLA brought her in for one semester, and that one semester happened to coincide with the softball season. She went 10-1, something like that. During the softball World Series, she was 4-0 and batted like 400, something outrageous like that. Then she went back home to Australia. Guess how many credit hours she got in that semester?
Don't
Zero.
Matter.
Didn't show up to a single class. Did nothing but play softball. Now she went home to Australia, where she's going to make the Australian Olympic team.
Okay. Get it together, Teresa, and call us back next week.
What?
We said, get it together, Teresa, and call us back next week. The phone number is
749-1444. Stay in school. Be cool.
Thanks, Teresa.
You know, all those big-time basketball players will tell you, hey, stay in school. Don't do like I did and drop out after my sophomore year.
That's right. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. It's 5 minutes after 3 o'clock at the home of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF, Cincinnati.
That was very smooth, very silky legal ID, and I appreciate that as a broadcaster. This is a talk show. We are talking about who should be heroes for youth. We're talking about a good name for a country rap band, and basically anything you'd want to. Let's talk to Manny. What's going on, Manny?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going.
Remember a couple weeks ago, I got a question to ask you. You was talking to Bozo about, like,
the trucking bozo from 700 WLW, the big one?
Yeah. And you guys were, like, talking about poisonous spiders that we might have in the area.
Yes, I remember that conversation well.
So I was wondering, like, you was talking about the wolf spider and...
Bozo said there are wolf spiders, and they're huge, and they give you a really nasty bite. And he got bit by one, and he was laid up for a couple, 3 days until the swelling went down.
And like the brown recluse or something?
The brown recluse is a little spider, but it packs a mean wallop, and if it bites you, it'll hurt, and you might get sick.
So do you know what either one of them looks like? Because I got, like, one trapped under candy jar, the top of it.
A brown recluse is just a small brown spider. Now, there are a lot of helpful garden spiders that are small brown spiders, but they're plentiful. I suggest you kill it, and with malice.
This one is like has long, skinny legs, and it has kind of like a grayish body.
How many legs?
Well, it's got 8.
Okay, I thought maybe you had 12 there. You had a daddy long legs.
No, it's definitely...
No, a brown recluse is pretty brown. Maybe like a beige-ish brown.
It looks pretty much all brown except like, well, you know how the body of a spider is pretty much like two round parts connected together. Well, the rear part is kind of grayish.
Kill it, dude. Just kill the damn thing.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to step on it.
Kill it with intention. Kill it with malice. Kill it with brutality. Kill it without mercy. End its life. You can torture it if you want. Just kill it. What you may want to do is break 3 or 4 of its legs and then watch it limp around in circles for a while. Wait for the sun to rise and then fry it with a magnifying glass. But just kill it.
Do you want me to, like, send the remains to you guys?
No, do not send the remains here. They could contain the poison of the brown recluse.
Oh, okay.
Or throw it out in your garden and let it kill all the flies and stuff.
Yeah, I was just afraid if it's poisonous because we got, like, I'm out here in Loveland, so our house is, like, covered with spiders, man.
Yeah, Loveland is known as the spider capital of southwestern Ohio. No, spiders, you know, they're good, and that's why there's that old wives' tale, if you kill a spider, it's bad luck. But that's all it is a wives' tale, because spiders are generally helpful critters to have around a house. I mean, what would you rather deal with, a little spider in a corner who doesn't bug anybody, that eats wasps, that eats flies, that eats yellow jackets, that eats bees, eats all those summertime pests, or would you rather deal with the summertime pests? I say, you know, let the spiders live and let live. But if you think it might be a poisonous spider, go ahead, axe it.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Shove its nose up into its brain. Kill it.
Thanks, Manny.
All right, man.
All right.
Rob, do you like classical music?
I like some classical music. I like Beethoven. I like Rachmaninoff. I like Tchaikovsky.
But who do you like most of all?
Mozart, a little Ludwig von Mozart.
For those who like classical music, and even for those who don't,
Wurfi, Wurfi,
tune in to WAIF's own Fun with Mozart every Thursday morning from 3 to 5 a.m.
You know, I saw that.
Now,
I saw that movie Amadeus, and he did have fun. These are called the nipples of Venus.
Wayne Gatzke, also known as Mr. Mozart,
you know what else he's known as? You know what else he's known as?
What's that?
The only preacher to have a banana in his pocket.
That's right. Wayne Gatzke guides us on a musical tour of Mozart and other composers in a casual, sometimes humorous approach to the classics.
Sometimes he carries bananas in his pocket.
It don't sound like this on 90.9. Wayne even updates listeners with the latest findings of the Screwy Scholars. What are Screwy Scholars?
They're the guys that talk about how he killed a bird.
Oh. So if you want to hear heavenly music at an ungodly hour, take off those white ties.
It doesn't
and tails.
Say that.
Yes, it does.
It does not.
It does. So if you want to hear heavenly music at an ungodly hour,
that's pretty clever.
Take off those white ties and tails and enjoy Fun with Mozart here at WIF Thursday morning. That's Wednesday night if you're staying up late at 3 o'clock a.m.
Do you remember a few years ago when they were doing those Hooked On records? Like Hooked On Polka, Hooked On Country and all that crap, Chris? And then they did a Hooked On Classical.
What are they
going
to do, Hooked On Chris and Rob?
They did a Hooked On Classical, and whoever were responsible for those Hooked On records should be tracked down and flogged with a rubber hose. Let's talk to Mike on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing. How are you?
Pretty good. I just got back from Cooters.
Cooters, the happening hotspot on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, no.
Can you hear or are you deaf?
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
No fights tonight up there.
That's good.
No Xavier players or UC players in sight.
No Cincinnati players punched out a law officer's horse.
No, the cops are pretty nice lately, I guess because of the little ruling today.
You're referring to John Shirey's ruling on the Farron Crosby incident?
Yeah.
We applaud him for that.
Power.
What was his ruling? Mike, would you like to enlighten us?
Suspended and stripped of power is what I think.
He transferred one guy. And I did something else. What else did he do, Chris? Did you hear that?
A couple guys got suspended. One guy got transferred. The other guys got suspended for a while.
And I understand that the police union is going to fight it. They're going to try to get those officers reinstated.
Yeah, one guy got, like, sensitivity training or something.
Now, you don't want that sensitivity training, do you?
I'd really love to know what goes on in that classroom.
Well, Marge took it, and she's a totally different person now. I would take that.
Somebody.
Are you like doing two different mixes of this at the same time?
Yeah, like that. Well, he said he went to Cooters. He said he went to Cooters, so I thought we should have a little funky town.
Let's do it.